What's good? What's good? It's your boy Sway Mac. Let's dig right into this NBA showdown today. So we have Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns are currently -245, so pretty heavy favorite. Over under at 212, which is pretty low. And they think Phoenix is probably going to win by about 5.5. So this one's going to be pretty straightforward, but it's been a while, so I just thought I'd get something out to you. As far as the captain position, this is specifically for DraftKings, of course. I'm looking at Paul George, Devin Booker, Chris Paul. Maybe throw a little sprinkle some DeAndre Ayton in there again in case he goes off like he did the last game. But yeah, it's going to be Paul George, Book, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton for me. At the point guard position, I'm pretty much going to X Rajon Rondo out of my lineups. I can't say that. He's dirt cheap, so, you know, I can see if you're going to sprinkle him in there. But he hasn't been playing. He hasn't played the last couple games. He's missed the last couple games, two DNPs. Coaches DNPs, you know what I mean? Like, just not playing them because they want Patrick Beverley on Booker. He's been playing the better defense on him, so that's what they want. So I believe we're going to see more of that because although they did lose this last game and they've lost, you know, they've lost a couple here, they've been able to kind of slow Booker down, and they're not going to win by taking Pat Bev off and just letting him cook and do whatever he wants. So they got to do something else, but I don't think it's that. So I like Patrick Beverley a little bit at 3,200. I think he can give you about 20 or so. Cameron Payne, 6,200 is going to be your next up value as far as pricing is concerned. Then we have Reggie Jackson, who's really expensive at 8,600, but he's been consistently giving you about 30 fantasy points. But we'll see. A little too expensive for me today. Then to round out, you got Chris Paul is the most expensive, but your best play at 10K. At the shooting guard position, we have Paul George, Devin Booker. I don't really need to tell you. Those are going to be the two best shooting guards on the slate. And probably your two best plays. You'll probably want to get one or both of those guys in as far as one in your captain spot. Play the other in the flex or however you want to finagle that there. Reggie Jackson, as we already talked about, 8,600. Terrence Mann is interesting at 5,800. 19, 23, 30. He's just really inconsistent. But at 5,800, we'll take that 20 and move on. Luke Kennard at 2,800. Another guy that you can maybe punt to if you're trying to load up on all the studs here. He's just getting really inconsistent minutes, 8 minutes, then 19 minutes, then 13 minutes, then 20 minutes. So, you know, if his shots fall in, he's probably going to come in and do a little work, but I think they're going to struggle today. So I don't see him finding much success. Then the small forward, we have Mikal Bridges, 7,600, Jay Crowder at 7K, Nicholas Batum at 5K, Marcus Morris at 4,400. He's really cheap, so I like him here because I do think he can give you about 15 to 20 fantasy points as far as his ceiling goes. But, man, I think he's hurt still, and I don't think he's even like 75 or 80%. So I don't think he's going to get to that 20-point mark. Even at 4,400, I'll probably have minimal ownership. Now, somebody I do like is Cam Johnson. His price has come down a whole lot, but he's been giving you 20, 17, 20. Only had 10 last game, but only played 17 minutes. It was, that kind of game, just the flow of the game kind of X'd him out. But at 4K, I'll probably have a lot of Cam Johnson today. I already talked about Luke Kennard. Anybody else, the last person I would talk about would be Abdel Nader. Probably only going to get about 5 points, though, but at dirt cheap min price at 1K, if he can give you 7 to 10 points, he will allow you to get everybody else. He will be optimal. At the power forward position, already talked about Jay Crowder, Nicholas Batum, Marcus Morris, Cam Johnson. Also talked about Nader. Somebody that I didn't talk about is Dario Saric. If for whatever reason DeAndre Ayton gets into foul trouble, Saric is going to eat those minutes up. And at 1,800, 1,800, pretty much min price, I'd say if that happens, he is going to get you over 10 fantasy points. And again, he will be optimal because he'll allow you to load up on those studs and load up on a stud in the captain spot, which I suggest you do today. Other than that, the center spot will round out DeAndre Ayton, Aviga Zubac, and then Dario Saric that we talked about. Zubac, man, he's been getting a lot of minutes, been giving you about 30, 34. His price has gone way up, though, 4,200 all the way up to 6,800. So he will need that 30 or he's going to screw a lot of your lineups. You know, I was about on pace with him last time. I had about 30%. I'm probably going to go under the field this time and hope that he carries a lot of ownership because of the recency bias. But we all know Avika's not the best player around. He's just been taking advantage of his opportunities. You know, the ball's been falling his way. So that's how I'm going to play it. Hopefully you guys make some money. Peace. Good luck.